think he said, from what I can remember, he was going to give me 80 units of insulin because my blood sugar was so high. And I was pleading with them not to, because I knew I would go into a coma, which of course I did, just before he was born, actually when I was in labour. So that was the reverse then, they were pumping glucose into me. My arms were black and blue, where they'd been injected into the veins.
So for one birth they refused you glucose, and another birth they insisted on giving you glucose. Did you actually argue with them and explain why you disagreed with them?
Yes, I did. They were giving me insulin to get me out of the sugar coma, because I'd gone into a sugar coma. They were giving me 80 units of insulin. Well, at the most I had all day was 20 units then, so I knew what was going to happen. And so, of course, they ended up injecting me glucose into the veins to get me out of the coma. So that was rather a trying time. I had a healthy son, but it didn't do him any harm.
Did you encounter any good doctors or nurses, say, until the 1950s?
Well, it's difficult to say, really. I've been in so many hospitals for so many different things that, I think Guy's Hospital was terrific. What else can I say? Gravesend wasn't much good at all. Hastings was very good where I had Linda. And, you see, there were English staff, they were military nurses and doctors that we had in Malta. Yes, they were very good, but this one doctor, he just didn't understand diabetes, I don't think, the consultant I was under.
How did you get on with general practitioners?
Well, they're rubbish, in my opinion. Most of what I've come in contact with, they are, really.
What do you mean?
Well, if I go to them with a query, with the exception of the doctor I've got here now, he is very good. If I went to them with a query, you know, I've been having too many high blood sugars, oh, put your insulin up. Well, by how much, I'm saying? Oh, 4 to 6 units. Well, I might like to point out that I have, in the whole of the day, I only have 10 units.